Councillor Crocker is an apology. We seem to have a full complement other than Councillor Crocker, so we'll record that. Declarations of pecuniary interest.
Yes, Dave, I have run HS6.
Thanks, Bruce. Councillor Hutchin declares a pecuniary interest at HS6. Confirmation of minutes held on the meeting on the 16th of September 2022. Can I have someone move? Councillor Maslin, seconded. Councillor Perkin, all those in favour? Against? Carried. Matters arising out of the minutes. I don't believe we have any of those issues today. And my apologies, I'll just duck back and I'll ask Courtney to read the declaration.
In accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, this Council meeting is being recorded and will be placed on Council's web page for public information. All present today are reminded that by speaking, you are agreeing to your view and comments being recorded and published. You are also reminded that if or when speaking, you are to be respectful to others and use appropriate language. Coolmanshire Council accepts no liability for any defamatory or offensive remarks or gestures during this Council meeting.
Thank you, Courtney. Okay, councillors, as I said prior to the meeting starting, we'll now call upon our guest speaker, Camilla Rocks, to address council in relation to your item at HS6.
Thank you. Good afternoon. Firstly, I would just like to acknowledge the support and assistance of Colby Farmer in the work getting to the report to this point. It was much appreciated, and I thought that his report was very good and conditions generally. So obviously you know about Coolerman Steel operating from the current site since 1972, when it was probably just out on its own, and the town has sort of developed around it. And that's really means that the business needs to look at how it operates as a good neighbour. So in order to do that, they're investing in some new equipment. This equipment is more efficient, is quieter, and therefore able to be operated over longer hours, and therefore the application is in for the 24-hour operation. So I won't repeat the whole report. You've got my report and the staff report in front of you. The main issue that we've got is condition 18, which refers to the hours of operation. It restricts the hours from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday to Friday. The application is for 24-hour operation. There is a new, there is a CNC lathe that operates, which the business will operate overnight if council will allow it. I've just been there and stood next to it and had conversations, and it didn't have to raise my voice, and I have quiet voice. So that will be housed, and the acoustic report table 4.1.4, table 9, sorry, on page 12 of the acoustic report has tested this particular machine and provides the amenity levels and the machine's actual operating levels, and it complies. There are new pieces of equipment arriving early next year, a sandblaster and a robotic welder. And the understanding is that they also will operate within these hours, but they will be tested when they're on site and adjustments made to ensure that they do operate within the listed sound noise levels. So the amenity noise level for this area from 7 to 6 is 53, and at the moment is operating at 43. From 6 till 10 it's 43, and it's operating at the moment at 35. And from 10 p.m. to 7 p.m, so the amenity noise level is 38, and the site is measured at 35. So it is within the maximum levels that the acoustic report, or that the acoustic consultant has projected. So, the condition states that the 24-hour operation refers only to the use of the lathe. Coolman Steel would like that to apply to the site in general, obviously with restrictions on the grinding, hammering, those noisier activities. The sandblaster that is currently at the rear of the site will be decommissioned. A new booth will be installed in the new shed and will not issue any sort of dust and shouldn't issue any noise. Again, that will be tested when it's on site. So that would be our first request, is that that condition be revised. One part of that condition is that no more than one staff member can be on site in the 6 a.m. to 7 a.m. Time period, and that would not comply with their operating. They operate with a buddy system, they must have at least two people on site. So if that could be amended, that would be most appreciated. Coolman still do want to be good neighbours. Some of the submissions raised issues that the business weren't aware of, and they would encourage the neighbours, if they have issues, to come and speak to them, because they will put whatever measures they need to continue being good neighbours. This project will allow for an additional 15 staff. Five of those are coming from the Philippines and will be arriving this month. It's a very significant addition of employment and the economic benefits to Coolman. So I just put it to you that it's a development that is really positive for Coolman, and it does have impacts, but they can be managed within the restrictions, if you like, that are outlined by the acoustic consultants. Thank you very much for your time.
Okay, thank you very much for your submission. Councillors, if you'd like to take a statement, we'll get moved into the planning matters, and it shouldn't be too long, I hope, until we can get to your matter. So, councillors, if I can refer you to the Executive Manager Development Environmental Services Reports, HS1.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. HS1 Development Activity Report for September presents a report on the number of applications for the month, which was 16, comprising mainly of residential development types, a number of residential subdivisions. The report's presented to council for notation. Any comments or questions?
I'll take that as a no. Can I have someone move and second, please? HS1, Councillor Hattie, seconded Councillor White, thank you. All those in favour, against, carried.
HS2 development application 2021-129 is for the construction of a 6 metre by 6 metre shed with an attached 5 metre awning located at 17 Kowalby Street, Coolman. The applicant is Anthony Armstrong. Key considerations: the development is permissible in the RU5 zone. The application has been presented to council as it does not comply with Section 15.3 of the Coolman DCP, Development Control Plan, in regards to the shed and attached awning being located within the minimum secondary frontage setback, which is required at 3 metres. So that 3 metres under this proposal is encroached. There is a zero setback to the property boundary. The development application was notified to adjoining landowners for 14 days in accordance with the DCP. No submissions were received. The relevant development control, as I mentioned, requires that development on a secondary frontage achieve a 3 metre setback. This development proposes a zero setback. The application is recommended for approval, subject to a condition being placed on the consent that requires the redesign of that development to achieve a 3 metre setback. The assessment undertaken by staff has identified that there's ample site area on the site for that to be achieved. Any questions or comments?
So is it possible to move that shed back to 3 metres without having to change the shape of the shed?
Yeah, through you, Mr. Mayor, I believe it is. Just looking at the site plans and the aerial photography that we have, I believe that it's definitely achievable.
Colby, what are the input? Like, if you push that back 3 metres and it butts up against the swimming pool, existing, I presume, swimming pool fence, will they have to make any changes or can they use that back shed wall as part of their pool fence?
Yeah, they potentially can use the wall of the building. They just need to make sure there's non-climbable zones, which can be addressed in design. So
there's no rule how far the shed has to be from the pool?
No.
Any further questions, councillors? If not, I'll put the recommendation to you. You have the recommendation in front of you in your papers that the council approved development application 2021-129 with the 3 metre setback off Kiwabi Street lot boundary. Can I have someone move that motion? Councillor Maslin, second. Councillor White. All those in favour? Against? Have a division, councillors, if I can have a show of hands. Thank you. Declare motion carried. HS3.
Development application 2022-65 for a new carport and patio located at 416 Bruce Street. So the application does seek to erect an 8 metre by 9 metre carport and to construct a new patio at the rear of the dwelling. Development is permitted within the RU5 village zone with council consent. However, the development proposal does not comply with section 15.7 of the Pullman DCP, Development Control Plan, in regards to the carport being located in the front of the existing dwelling. This application, the existing premises dwelling house located on